We're learning the laws of Birchas Aperos. The Mechaber discusses Devash Hazov Me'atzmarim. When it comes to the honey, which by itself comes forth and seeps out of dates, Mevarech Lav Shahakol. The bracha on such date honey is a Shahakol. On this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us it doesn't have to be that it comes out by itself. V'hu adin hayotzi alidei ketisha uschita. That if the way that this came out of the date, this liquid, it was crushed, or schita, it was squeezed, by that we ourselves caused that to happen, still, the brach is shahakol. The madechsin b'torah, zeis shemun udvash, haynu tzmarim hayotz mehen devash. When the pasuk in the Torah talks about the blessing which is found by Eretz Yisrael, in that it is a land of which has in it devash, honey, it's specifically referring to date honey. Devash gufa zeb alma hu ve'enu b'chlal peri. But when we discuss this liquid that comes forth, it is considered to be zeb alma, which literally means sweat, but it's coming something which is really separate and does not have the same entity, does not the same as the fruit itself. And therefore, for that reason, we do not say and make a bracha on that juice, the same bracha as we would if we would actually bite into the fruit. Furthermore, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, V'chein al mashkin hayotzin mikol mini peros. This is the rule when it comes to all liquid which comes forth from any fruit. Chutz mezeisim anovim avar shakol. That we, except for the two exceptions of the juice that comes forth from a grape, and which of course we know, not only does it not go down in the bracha to a shakol, but it's the one time we find that the bracha is elevated in status to a grape or a gafen. When it comes to zeisim, as we said, the olive oil, as we discussed before, in a very specific situations, there is a bracha, and the bracha would be brepriya eitz. But when it comes to any other liquid which comes forth from the fruit, the bracha is shahakol. And the Mishnah Berurah builds on this and says, what does it mean, anything similar to it? Kagon, yein tapuchim ukahai gavna. Yein tapuchim, tapuach, is an apple, but it doesn't mean apple juice, even though we know the bracha is still a shakol, an apple juice. Yein tapuchim is like an apple cider. And anything similar to it, still the bracha is shakol. Bein is rami hashiyotz melehen, bein shiyotz ha'adiktishu schita. As we said before, it doesn't matter if it just oozed out of the fruit by itself, or that it was actually done by hand or by machine through squeezing. Berchasin shahakol, the zeba almahu, the bracha still shahakol. The ein nikra mashke el hayotz min hazeisim va'anavim bilvad. The only time that we say that the liquid has a similar status or a higher status than the fruit itself is only when it comes to olives and grapes, but everything else, the bracha shakol. So the general rule that is found by this halacha is that when it comes to juice, the bracha is shakol. And of course, there's more to discuss in this, but I just want to be able to discuss one simple idea, one basic idea. We know that if you bite into the fruit and you eat the fruit, you make, for example, you would make a ha'etz. Now, let's say, for example, orange juice. So orange juice, even though there actually are people that are of the opinion that since oranges were grown specifically for orange juice, that maybe the bracha should not be shahakol, we of course hold that the bracha is still shahakol. But the question is, what happens, asks the Ksos Shulchan, he asks the question, what if you squeeze, for example, an orange, and you are going to drink the juice? So it's not that you're just drinking orange juice, but you squeeze it, let's say, right from the orange. Let's say you're running and they give you these orange slices, and you squeeze it, and it's something which is very refreshing. So the question is, what bracha do you say in that situation? So he says as follows. Shamotzeitz befiv mashke habluah betocha peri. If you suck out, remove this liquid which is found and swallowed up inside the fruit, then lois guf haperi b'shinah. But you do not cause and sink your teeth into the guf haperi, the actual flesh of the fruit, if you will. Nevarach al mashke shakol. In that situation, the bracha shakol is said. Aval im hichnis haperi l'soch piv v'lo aso kedei shehotzi hamashkin. Let's say that you take this orange slice, and you're not going to actually chew it and eat the entire thing, but you just bite into it in order to be able to extract from it the juices. So you're only, all you're doing is drinking. You're not eating anything. So in that situation, what bracha is said? So he's of the opinion that Aval pi she'eino ochel esaperi, even though you're not actually eating the fruit, kivan shulo aso b'shina, since you actually bit into this orange, choshev ochel, that is considered to be a form of eating, and therefore, umavarech brei pri ha'etz, the bracha in fact would be brei pri etz. So again, that would not necessarily mean that you have to physically swallow some solid parts of the fruit, but the fact that you would bite into a fruit in order to be able to get the juices, then the bracha would be the ha'etz, with the exception if it would just be squeezed and you would go right into your mouth that you didn't actually bite into it, then the bracha, as we said, is shahakol.